The Burt Show.
All right, let's check back in with Brandy here. I don't think this is going to go real well.
Well, we'll see if she actually did it.
Yeah. You guys want to make some predictions before we get her on here?
I say she bought it and her husband is pissed.
I say she got it. Her husband is very concerned and she doesn't care.
I don't think she did it.
I don't think she did it.
I don't think she did it.
Okay.
Hey, good morning, Brandy.
Hi.
Hi, hey. How are you?
I'm okay.
Okay. After our conversation on Friday, did you have any thoughts? Because pretty much across the board, people were calling you up saying, look, we understand, we're mommies too, always take a back seat, but if you're going to spend this kind of cash, you got to at least talk to your husband about it. Did you have any thoughts of that?
I did. I had second thoughts about doing it, but I went ahead and did it anyway.
Oh, yes. Wow. Okay. You did?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
And?
You okay?
And I'm not quite sure what happened. I came home and I had the car and my husband saw it and he hasn't really said anything.
He hasn't said anything.
Okay.
He didn't yell, he didn't raise his voice, he didn't really say anything. He just asked me like, did you finance it? How much was it? But really calmly. Like, what kind of interest rate is it? He was very calm. He didn't yell, he didn't scream, but I don't know if this is like calm before the storm, or he's just very quiet. Like he's not even really talking at all.
Oh, this is worse than being mad.
Yes, yes.
Than not knowing.
You know what? It's well played though on his part. That's a good way to handle it.
So he asks you all the pertinent business questions, but it's not met by oh, that's a great idea. But it's also not met by how could you possibly do this?
Right. It's kind of just in the middle, and it's very strange.
Okay.
I'm scared.
How does it feel driving it? I'm curious.
Oh, God, I feel so good.
you don't feel guilty at all?
No, I really feel like I deserved it, and I really am glad I bought it. And I love the way it drives, and I feel great. And I guess the weirdest thing is just waiting to see, like, what he's actually going to say. I know something else is coming.
Have you looked at it this morning? Because with all the rain, he may have gone out last night and put the top down.
Or are you... Are you familiar on how to drive a car when the brakes have been cut?
What you're supposed to do.
I don't know what this means. 404-741-Q100. I don't know how to interpret this. Mm. Like, yeah, you've been married to him for a while, so you're not going to bring it up again to him? I mean, you're just going to let it sort of sit there until he says something?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't really know. It happened. It's done. And if he has something to say, I think he should probably just say it, but... For now, he's not really saying anything.
So. I think it's the calm before the storm.
I'm scared.
I think he's silent, and then all of a sudden, it's just going to break loose. Because how many days has it been since you bought the car?
I bought it Saturday, so 2.
Oh. I think it's going to happen this week. He's just going to blow open. Or he's going to go do the same thing you just did and buy something huge.
Oh. Is that possible? Oh. Like in a retaliation type thing? He's like, well, if she can do that, mm-hmm. then I can do this and spend $30,000 on something else?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know what he'd want. That's $30,000.
And would you get mad at him for that?
Probably not. I don't think I really have the right to, but...
Well,
I mean,
I think you would. I think you would have the right to, because your statement is, I want to do something for myself, finally for myself. So if he retaliates in some way, doesn't that sort of take away the intention of why you bought the car in the first place?
Yeah, I guess. But I just feel, I don't know, I guess I do feel a little bad that I did it, but at the same time, I feel great. I don't know, but I feel like you might kind of deserve it. I guess 30 grand is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah. Yeah.
Not as much as 50 grand.
I don't think he'd do that. I think he's actually letting it sink in. I mean, I told him why I did it, and I think maybe he's just letting everything sink in.
Here's Joy. Good morning, Joy. You're on the Burt Show, Q100. Brandy.
Hey. I don't know if I missed something. He asked her, did she finance it? What was the interest rate? I thought she put $50,000 down, period. Did she lie, or did she make him payment?
Oh, I paid two-thirds of it in cash, and then I financed the rest.
Did you tell him that part?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay. That's what I wanted to know. I need clarification. Thank you.
Okay, it was a business question.
I need all the details of this person.
Wow.
I don't know.
Okay.
Good morning, Q100. Hello. Yellow.
Hello.
Dorinda?
Yes.
Hey, what's up?
I want her husband to take the other half of that money, the $50,000, and do what he wants to do with it.
Really?
Yes.
See, but then that takes away of everything that she really, that, like what this car symbolized.
She took away half of it, so how come he can't have half of it?
Well, her point is that he's already done.
Yeah.
Well, her point is that he's already done that through their relationship. He's gotten everything that he wanted.
Like his gadgets and this and that and everything on her end has gone to the kids.
We need to talk to her husband and get his half of the story.
Yeah, I don't like this silent thing. I don't like this.
Well, I mean, guys, what would y'all do? Yes. I mean, what does it mean? You know?
For me,
silent treatment.
It would just mean that there's a conversation coming. Like, I was so shocked by it that I'm sort of lit and I'm squashing my anger. If this was Stacey and I, I'm squashing my anger. I'm not going to let it happen. Now, I don't know if the kids were around or what have you. I'm going to let it sit right now, and then I'll talk to her about it in 2 or 3 days or something like that.
Were the kids around when you talked to him?
No, they were outside.
It could also, they were outside. You may have done it right. Like, he may not have an argument. Like, he may be trying to figure out what the argument is, and he may realize he doesn't have one, or he might say, you know what? If this is what it takes for the rest of my life, I can say, remember the car.
Or he could be thinking, you know what? She does deserve it. I'm going to sit back and let her have this one.
Hey, Ben, good morning. You're on Q100.
Morning, Bert. Love the show.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
I think I agree with you. This is the quiet before the storm. I hate to say this, but I think he's getting ready to leave her.
What?
Oh.
How did you get that?
I don't know. I just think he's taking it way too calmly. I think he's probably doing a lot of thinking right now.
So your theory is he's got one foot out the door anyway, and this doesn't even matter. This doesn't even affect
him. That's what I think.
Okay.
Probably why he was asking her if she financed it or not.
But, Brandy, you said you felt like everything in the relationship was going pretty well. I mean, you felt sort of dismissed sometimes, but...
Oh, yeah, no. We've been together for 7 years, and it's not... I mean, I don't think he's going to leave. I think that's the most extreme case, and I don't think it would happen, but... I do think we'll have a conversation, but I think he might be letting me have this one. I don't know.
I wouldn't be, if I was the one that bought the car and there was a silence, I wouldn't be able to be quiet. I'd just throw myself at her. Yeah. What?
Just talk to me.
What does the silence mean?
Yell at me.
Please.
Say something. Please.
I can't take it. Hey, Audrey, good morning. You're on Q100A.
Hey, I was just thinking that the husband's probably more hurt than anything that he wasn't even talked to about it.
Yeah, I don't know. We tried to think this through earlier this morning. Like, I don't have a set amount. Like, Stacey and I have never sat down and said, okay, if we purchase anything over $1,000, we're going to consult each other. We've never come up with that figure, but we sort of both know it because it's never been an issue, really. Unless I just don't know how much she's spending, which is a real possibility also. And I think Jeff said the same thing. He and Jessica have never sat down and talked about it.
I think it depends on what the item is, but if it's like computer, gadgety, or technology type thing, then I'm pretty cool not to go crazy. And if it's
what if
furniture?
She wanted to go buy a really expensive handbag or something like that would just be hers?
Then I don't know. I think I would trust her not to.
Just like whatever.
Yeah,
what's expensive to you? $2,500 handbag.
Whoa.
She would never do that. It's Jessica Shops. Like, I don't, that's not even an issue because that would bother her more than would bother me.
Right.
So,
does not pay retail.
Yeah. Oh, Brandy, we are going to have to get back to you in like a week to see what's going on.
Okay.
But here's Corey with a little peek into your future. Hey, Corey, real quick, what do you got?
This is $30,000 that's going to be held over your head for the rest of your marriage.
You think
Believe
so?
Believe it.
It should be like I'd be driving my nice $50,000 car during a lot of my marriage.
Well, that might be over my head, but a roof ain't because that got me a new convertible.
That's right.
Hey, The Bert Show.